Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to third for the out. Mayo moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Mayer moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kramer trying to get to home. Finney throws the ball into Hayworth, who tags Kramer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mayer moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Burns steals second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to third. Potter moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn moves to second. Zeb Eaton now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haworth hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Potter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman scores. Burns moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mayer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum pinch hits for Bob Swift. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Hoover pinch runs for Chuck Hostetler. Hub Walker pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Hoover moves to second. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Hoover moves to third. Walker moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Burns chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Stevens. Stevens fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stevens. Hoover scores. Walker scores. Mayo goes all the way around to score. Cullenbine moves all the way to home. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.